AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump was on social media mentioning unconditional surrender for Iran and apparently ruling out talks to end the war. The president wrote, after Iran's surrender and the selection of a great and acceptable leader, the U.S. and its allies would help rebuild Iran, making it economically bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi tells NBC's Tom Yamas they aren't looking for a ceasefire.
When we negotiated with them twice, and every time they attacked us at the middle of negotiations. So there is no request for a ceasefire by us.
Araghchi says Iran upgraded missiles after the last war because they learned lots of lessons.
And we are prepared for any other eventuality, even, a ground invasion.
Iran state television reports a leadership council has started discussing how to convene the country's assembly of experts, which will select the new supreme leader. A military expert tells the AP satellite images and videos of an Iranian girls' school damaged by a large explosion at the start of the war indicate a targeted attack from the air hit the building. Stocks are deep in negative territory because of the rising price of oil because of the war. And this morning's jobs report from the Labor Department, 92,000 jobs were lost last month. The unemployment rate ticked up slightly. Diane Swank is chief economist at KPMG.
It's very unusual. I call it a jobless boom. We've seen economic growth without major job gains.
Battery company SK laid off nearly 1,000 workers at a manufacturing plant near Atlanta amid changing consumer demand for electric vehicles. Court documents say U.S. immigration authorities arrested a reporter for a Spanish-language news outlet in Tennessee, but they didn't have a warrant. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Retail sales dropped to start the year.
The Commerce Department says retail sales dropped 0.2% in January, following a flat reading in December. Economists were expecting another flat reading. Consumers spent less in January at motor vehicle and auto parts dealerships and at gas stations. The Commerce Department says excluding those businesses, retail sales rose 0.3% in January. AAA says since the war began intensifying in the Middle East, gas prices have increased from an average of just under $3 a gallon last week to a current average of $3.32 a gallon. I'm Mike Hempen.
Maine's catch of lobsters has declined for the fourth straight year as the industry continues to grapple with soaring business costs, inflation, and a changing ocean. Lobsters are Maine's best-known export. Some scientists think warming oceans spurred migration of lobsters to Canadian waters. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.